I know it might be a little unusual to get a CD when you become a new patient in any doctor's office, but I hope that your experience here is everything like unusual. The truth about this office is it's different. It is a different system. It is based on, surprisingly, what's all best for the patient, for you. The system of care that you're being taken care of has to do with getting the best results, meaning the fastest symptom relief, plus trying to correct the problem that actually caused this. You know, there's lots of ways to get rid of pain. In fact, over-the-counter pain medication, or even prescription medication, which is readily available to just anybody that actually wants it, is something that you've probably already tried, but is about pain and symptom relief. Obviously, we're about that too, but the system and the approach that we have is very different. The truth is, what we try to do is find out what the cause of the problem is. What is causing the symptoms? What condition that you have is set up that will cause your body to produce symptoms? And we want to find out if, in fact, it's something that chiropractic care can help. If it is, we'll accept you as a patient and proceed with care. If it's not, then we'll make proper referral and other procedures that will be provided to you or information given to you about how to handle it. What we try to do is correct the problem, the underlying problem that is causing your symptoms. You see, I want to talk to you about symptoms for a bit. Symptoms are the last thing to show up and the first thing to go away. Let me say that again. The symptoms are the last thing to show up and the first thing to go away when you start getting better. You see, there's lots of choices that we make in our lives, most of which the consequences for those choices are not immediate. What I mean to say is we can do a lot of good things in our life or a lot of bad things in our life, and the consequences of those choices are not immediately relevant to us. They're not exposed to us immediately. Now, some things obviously are. Say bad words to your mother, you might get in trouble immediately. But the truth about the body is that the body can handle a lot of things. A lot of bad things can go on in a body before the body actually starts to produce symptoms. You see, I think it has to do with the idea that we were created with the mind that we can choose. And we have the ability to create our own lives based on our choices. And the body is amazingly forgiving. It will stay and fight to stay healthy because the body was created to be healthy, not created to be sick. So it will do everything it can to keep symptoms from occurring. It changes, it adapts. A lot of people, when they don't get enough water to drink, they're dehydrated even before they know it. Most people just don't drink enough water, but the body doesn't scream out and say, hey, you know, I'm thirsty, you're not giving me enough. The body will go on and adapt the cellular structure, taking away the moisture from the cell tissue, giving you extremely dry skin before the body actually starts to produce symptoms. So what I'm telling you is we have a body that allows us to do just about anything we want to it. That's why we're given a choice in our lives. You know, I really believe that we are created by God and that He allows us to either succeed in our lives or destroy our lives. You know, that's what this whole thing about a choice of heaven or hell is about. It's a choice, you know. He doesn't tell us which way we have to go. We get to choose. We get to choose about our daily life. We get to choose about our health. We get choices on everything. And the body is very forgiving about that. So, again, the last thing to show up is the symptom. So by the time, if that's true, if what I say makes sense to you, and I believe it does, by the time you get symptoms, you're on the last stages of a problem. The symptoms, again, are the last thing to show up. So what we attempt to do is, yes, address the symptom, because that's often, you know, what brings a person in here is the symptom or the lack of function. And I'll use that term a lot when I talk with you. It's a lack of function. If you're operating like you normally do, and you're functioning perfectly throughout the day, you're not generally going to go see a doctor. But if your daily activity is deteriorated by lack of function in one area or another, you know, you're not sleeping, you can't bend over and tie your shoes, you got headaches, and you can't concentrate, you know, that's lack of function along with symptoms. What we try to do is deal with understanding the reduction of pain and restoring the function. So when we look at function, we've got to look at the systems that create that movement in the body and that proper function. You know, for instance, if a person is having terrible constipation, just, you know, frequent, and we find out through discussion that they're just not drinking enough water. Well, let me tell you, it's impossible to have normal bowel movements if you're not drinking enough water. It's just not possible. And that's all about choice. And I have people that actually say, I don't like the taste of water, or I just can't drink water. Well, then you can't have normal bowel function. I mean, face it, you're going to have that the rest of your life. There's no substitute for the proper amount of water. And so to expect to have health without putting in the obvious answer in a situation, you're dreaming, and you're not sane. You know, it's not logical. It's like going out in your driveway and expecting to drive to work in a car, and you don't have one. You haven't purchased one. You haven't earned one enough or to even go look for one. But then you go out to the driveway and expect to drive to work, and you're all mad and upset because, you know, you don't have a car. But you didn't get one. So that's about that logical, to expect to have normal bowel function without putting the water in your system. Now, sometimes I get off on a tangent, but I do it to make a point. When you're here as a new patient, we are trying to educate you about what we do. There's a whole field of natural health care that has to do with your choices of health care, that has to do with bringing about the realization that we should live life intentionally rather than as a result of the consequences that happen to us through other circumstances. Now, let me explain that. I mean, life is meant to be lived on purpose, by intention, that you intend to do a certain thing, rather than just picking up the pieces when something whacked us on the side of the head. You know, we can always recover from certain things, and we always respond to certain things, but our life is about results. And when certain things occur in our life, there's results. Sometimes we determine that they're good or they're bad, but there's just results. There's just an occurrence after an event, and those occurrences are a direct result of what the choices are that we made, or the technique and how we did those. So education about personal health habits is crucial. You know, if you're not getting enough sleep, don't expect to have energy throughout the day. You know, you can take medications or some kind of pills to give you energy, drink lots of coffee. Those things are good temporarily, you know, if you need to do that, because again, the body is very forgiving. But don't expect to have high energy all the time if you're not getting enough sleep. Don't expect to have strong, finely toned and beautifully looking muscles if you don't exercise. It's just not going to happen. Don't expect to have an intelligent conversation with someone if you don't read. I mean, if you sit in front of the television and all you hear for a third of the show are canned laugh tracks, Maybe you'll be happy and laugh all the time, but you surely won't have much intelligent conversation for anybody else, or even in the thinking environment for yourself. It's extremely important to realize that your life is in fact a result of the choices that you make. This might be a long introduction to my office, but I think I've given you a little insight about what it is and what I do and my approach. I haven't even talked about chiropractic care. I haven't even talked about the fact that we very much try to balance the body through spinal adjustments or joint adjustments, very much like, and I use this example all the time, very much like balancing the tire on your car. And you can have a tire, a brand new tire, and it has perfect tread, and two of them, they look exactly alike. One is balanced, and the other one isn't balanced. And we've all had a tire that's not balanced. It'll shake the front of your car if it's on the front right side, going 35 mile an hour or 50 mile an hour if it's not balanced. But if you balance it, you cannot tell the difference when you look at it. Very much the same in a spinal area. If you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't understand the balancing of a tire or the balancing of a spine, you're not going to see it, and you're going to say there's nothing wrong with that tire, there's nothing wrong with the spine. The truth about that is that as much as I respect the medical profession, they do not know or understand what we do. And I put them at fault for that because they're not learning and investigating themselves. The evidence is overwhelming what we do. The scientific evidence for what we do, there's more peer-reviewed, published, reference journals, articles on spinal manipulation than what many things medical doctors do all the time, every day. So it's not that the research isn't there. It's just that somebody isn't looking for it. My job is to help you to get well, to regain and maintain your health, and to give you education and reasons why what we do is correct. I want to mention the term principles for a bit. If a principle is true, it is true not only physically, but it's true mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm going to actually leave my little discussion at that point, because principles are what guide my life and guides my practice, and they're true, and they are things that make sense, and they're tied to values and character, and that's how I run the practice. I don't run it based on what's best for me financially. I do it on what's called evidence-based chiropractic practice. You know, we measure things in your body, and based on the measurements, it tells me what to do in your treatment plan. So rest assured that you're in the right place. You have come to the right place, and I'll do everything that I can to help you. Welcome to the practice.